Welcome back to the Gloomy Star Minisodes episode something. Now, I'm not really sure. But remember to send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com. And sorry, you might hear that loud noise in the background. And remember not to forget about our giveaway, where I'm giving away a box of Gloomy Star merch and stuff like that. It's a mystery box, so you don't know exactly what's in it. To enter, you have to find the two words I say in every single episode. I'm going to give you a hint. It's not gloomy or star. That's today's hint. And send that as the subject line of an email. And also, in the email, give me proof that you're subscribed, like an image that says subscribe to the Gloomy Star Podcast. So, without further ado, let's get into our episode for today. This one's called 2015, the Charlie Game. So around 2015, the new trend was the Charlie Game. Had been getting reputation after the post from 2008 or 2011 was dug up from the internet. A piece of paper, two pencils, and plus a symbol yes, yes, no, yes, no in the corners. So I was around 12. Me, my brother, and two of his friends, both of them being sisters, were doing the Charlie challenge. My brother and I did it multiple times beforehand on our own and never experienced something. Since we never really took it seriously, breathed on the pencils, or just struggled to balance the pencils on each other, once we did it within my sister's room, and we did actually experience it moving for once. But I was in a cried wolf situation, and I didn't believe it. My mom was not impressed at all and didn't want any spirits in her house, so we were supposed to stop. I agree with your mom. A week later, my mom and dad go out shopping, and my sister is sleeping out. My brother's friend came over, and we set it all up. We try it for a good 15 minutes, and we never get any legit responses back or activity. We were all just playing around until something happened. We were all laughing and stuff, but then one of my Xbox 360 controllers are pushed off of a shelf that was on the second to top, and at the back of the shelf, and nearly landed on my brother's friend. When we all screamed, ran downstairs, and nearly cried, I was in so much shock, I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw it get pushed. I haven't really thought about it until a few days ago, and I remembered myself that I full on believe in paranormal things. Believe it or not, I don't care, but I know what happened on that day. As clear as the blue sky on a sunny day. Okay, let's go on to our next story. This one's called Something Just Wasn't Right About That Blue Light. So I was probably around 9 or 10, and my family was moving back to our hometown area from El Paso, where my dad was stationed on a base there. Our realtor was showing us houses and decided upon showing us a house when it, when it was just getting dark outside. So we pulled up to this house, and it's overgrown with bushes and ugly crabgrass. The sidewalk is uneven and jagged, and even missing some of it in some places. The white siding is pretty much brown by this point, but the tree branches overhanging almost every inch of the roof, so all you can see is this cave-like entrance into the front door. Our realtor informs us, oh yeah, it's been on the market for years, and there is no electricity, so we will be seeing it in the dark. We go inside, and the sight hits us. Remarkably depressing. There is broken picture frames and glass all over the floor, red splotches of some kind of sort of powder covering everything, and very, very, very large chest in the center of the living room, about 5 feet in front of the front door, as there is the room, single intact photo frame with three ripped pictures of a family inside of it. A boy, his mom, and his mom sitting on top is almost in almost perfect condition, except one crack in the glass. The house smells like something old and wet, yet fresh and rotting at the same time. No one noticed the smell but me. Now, me being a scaredy cat, I was really ready to skedaddle. My parents didn't want to be rude to the realtor, so we continued to see the house. We moved into the hallway off the living room and the attic door with the ladder going up to it and down the wide open, like a mouth with the staircase leading to it. Sorry, I need to scroll down. Okay, my dad shuts the attic and decides we should take a look in the garage. The door into the garage is directly in front of us, off the hallway. We open the door, and there's where the stuff gets real. Now, you remember when the realtor told us there was no electricity and we would be seeing the house in the dark, right? The singular light bulb in the garage was glowing blue, not a bright, aggressive blue by any means, but a sticky, dim blue that was just bright enough to illuminate the walls and floor. My parents and the realtor both made a comment how this was weird and what could cause this. Oh, I really don't know. Huh, strange. I could care less because what I was sharing, what I was staring at was the worst than any creepy light that was working when it shouldn't have been. There was something inside the garage. It looked like a human, or maybe what used to be a human, but it appeared wet. Its skin, just like if you grabbed it, it would slip right off. I could see veins through the skin, which were so pale it seemed almost see-through. The thing was immense. All I could see is ribs. I could see hip bones and arms and legs consisted of just enough fat in the thighs and upper arms that you can tell that it's what they were and not just sticks slept on a lump. Of flesh. The neck was just long enough to appear proportionately weird, and the head was turned to the look strangely at me. If you ever say it was looking, because where normal eyes would have been, there were just holes. I don't remember a mouth. There was stringy clumps of hair hanging from the tops and sides of its head, and I got the sixth sense that it was happy to see me. Almost as if I was thinking, finally. I watched the thing crawl on all fours. Think hands and very, very long feet, not hands and knees. From the center of the garage, directly under the light bulb, across in front of me and my family and the realtor, disappeared into the wall. It kept its head turned to me the whole time, and I followed it with my eyes the whole time. I don't remember ever feeling scared in a traditional sense. Like, oh no, what's that? I need to leave. I felt invited. I felt intrigued, and more than anything, I felt like it was waiting for me. Just me. Just me. I felt like it was telling me, come in, make yourself at home. You're welcome here. I couldn't hear my parents and the realtor talking underneath, the thoughts in my head about what this thing was. Sorry. This is a long story. What it wanted, what it was like. I was like I was somewhere else, and it was just me and the thing. My parents decided that they were thoroughly creeped out as well, even though they didn't see the creature. We didn't even look at the rest of the house. They told the realtor they weren't interested in that house We fired her shortly after because she made a habit of showing us abandoned houses in the pitch dark. I was the only person who saw the thing, but my parents, after thinking I was asleep in the car on the way home, started talking about how once they opened the garage door, they felt like they were trespassing, like something wanted them out. It felt colder all of a sudden, but then the rest of the house, it smelled like rotten meat, and something just wasn't right about that blue light. That is going to wrap up today's mini-sode. Please do not forget about the giveaway and send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com. Remember, you're never alone, and I hope to see you right back here next week for another installment of a mini-sode. As always, thank you so much, and bye-bye.